Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The tips, tools, support, and inspiration you need on your wellness journey. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Hello, everyone. Setting intentions can help all of us be clear about what we want for ourselves and our lives, whether that be our health, our relationships, our jobs. Today, our guest is Ross Ramin. He's the founder of Rebos Outpatient Center and Sober Living. He knows more than anybody how setting intentions can help you achieve your dreams. Ross, welcome to the show. And how was it that you achieved your dream of creating an outpatient center that's helping thousands of people?
You know, it's everything. You literally, for any subject that's out there, you have to literally write it down. It's a personal business plan is what it is.
Totally.
And you have to have goals. You just can't have an idea. You have to expand on each individual idea and every aspect of your life. And when it comes to, like, you know, sobriety, you've got to break it down into departments, from family to love life to pet to jobs to social life, everything. And you have to write goals down. But you have to be careful with these goals, because you can't just say your business goal is to make $100 million. And because the chances of you making $100 million in X amount of months is not going to happen. And then you're going to feel defeated. So you have to have very realistic goals that you can strive for. And then once you reach those goals, Erica, it's so important that you celebrate them, so that you can really know, you know, just kind of emotionally and mentally, that you've reached the goal. Otherwise, you know, and I'm so guilty of doing this at times, we move so fast in this world that if you don't sit there and celebrate what's going on, you don't have a sense of achievement, because you can't wait for others in this world to give you a pat on the back or a hug or a high five or whatever it is. We have to be self-sufficient in every way. And that's also, you know, writing your goals down, but also celebrating those goals and really acknowledging, you know, you can check this off the list. I literally walk around with note cards in my breast pocket and my shirts, and every day I've got my goals or my to-do list, and there's nothing better than crossing something off that list.
That's true. And I love what you said about being proud of yourself, because I tell my clients this all the time, and I also have to walk the walk myself and tell myself good job. And I say to my clients, as silly as it sounds, you have to congratulate yourself, be your best friend, you know, be your own champion, and, you know, realize literally how far you have come, you know? And so that's why I love what you say about having realistic goals and what I call small goals, like something achievable that every single, like you said, week or day you could do that creates positive reinforcement in your own brain. Wow, I did that. Whether that be make your bed every day, you know, take a run, you know, get a resume done, whatever it is, it's the fact to acknowledge that you took action, right?
Yeah. And it's important, too, as you get down the line, that you up those goals a little bit, because there's two things you can get in trouble for. In the beginning, you can get in trouble for overdoing the goals. And if once you're down the line and really get some momentum, you can get in trouble for underdoing your goals.
Or complacency, not moving anywhere.
You start to flounder. Exactly. So you really got to be on top of what it is.
Right. And I love your story. And this is why I want to share this with our listeners, of how you actually, when you say write down, I'm a big believer in that, too. I tell my clients to journal and write down the to-do list. And I just am such an advocate for people putting pen to paper. But tell us about how you set that intention of creating, building your own treatment center. I mean, that is a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, it was, I had a piece of, like, a yellow legal pad, and I wrote down, I literally drew a line down the middle of the page, and of all the treatment centers and everything that I knew up until that point, I wrote down what I liked and what I didn't like in treatment centers. I figured if I've been through this many, I probably know how they work pretty well. And that's how I basically created it. I was a clinician at one point, so I created Rebos around, you know, what clinicians wanted. And then I also created around what clients wanted. The system wouldn't be stressed. The funny part of that business, that little to-do list, is on the back side of it, I actually had my flight information, because I was going to leave rehab the next day. I had a flight. I had a flight on the back of it to leave. I never left, thank God. Because I probably wouldn't be chatting with you today there.
Probably
not. It's kind of interesting. The business plan that changed my life also had a flight plan to get the hell out, which thank God I didn't follow through with that.
Ironic. Yeah, I know. And I love that like anybody could start with a piece of paper like that. I think I've seen your notebook before. I think you showed it to me. But that's what's so incredible. You know, you think in one moment when you're clear, your mind's clear, you have an idea. To encourage, you know, I encourage my clients just to write it down. You know, sometimes we think, you know, we get frozen in fear and we think that our ideas are not valid enough, or, you know, we start doubting ourselves. But I always encourage people to put pen to paper, write it down. You never know when something's going to translate to, you know, something that actually comes to life, which is so incredible. So let's talk about a little about, so what are you finding now in terms of how you can translate giving hope to people? How do we articulate how people could find hope in treatment, or how people could find hope in recovery, that it's not always going to be a struggle. It's not always going to be something that is going to, you know, be, you know, so many people that I see like say, how long is this going to be a struggle for me? Or how long am I not going to be excited for life? But how do we give people hope? How do you give people hope when they ask you that?
You know, it's a lot of it is, people, you know, everybody in every walk of life, so I call it peephole vision. They don't look through life through their peripherals. They only see like a little bit. It's like literally looking through a peephole. And they really have to say, kind of going back to what I said before, is you have to look at the battles and the accomplishments that you've won and that you've achieved. And that's how I tell people to achieve hope. And you know what? Sometimes we still can't see that. And that's where the value of your peers come from around you, is you listen to them and you trust them that, hey, you're doing a good job. You know, this is great. And you have to really trust the people around you, because unfortunately, a lot of us, you know, no matter what it is, we can't see that because it's dark inside our minds and inside of our eyes. So we have, you know, I rely on my wife a lot, and I have a group of three other gentlemen that I work with all the time in quote unquote my aftercare, that on certain subjects I just can't see that I'm doing well or how far I've gone. But I trust their opinion. It's kind of like asking somebody, how do I look in this shirt or these pants or this skirt, you know, whatever it is, you know, because it looks one way in the mirror to you, but to the rest of the world, it looks different. And you trust them on that, you know what, you're looking great. You know what, you're doing a great job. And that's how I do it. As I tell them, please don't suffer. Please be very mindful of peephole vision and trust and listen to the people that are around you. You've trusted them, and they're around you for a reason.
Trust the people that have walked the path that you haven't walked yet. You know, I think that having faith is the word, and faith is so important to have when you're trying to create a new identity, when you're trying to create a new life, you're turning over a new chapter, whatever you want to call it. It's to have faith that it will get better, that things will clear up, whether that's mentally, emotionally, spiritually, things change, things shift. And there's so much power in having faith. There's so much power in having faith.
You got it.
Yeah,
you got to. It's everything to do, and you know what? None of us, no matter where you are in sobriety, we can't see what's around the bend, but we can always look back at what our past is. And if you've been walking the straight line, and you've been not lying, cheating, or stealing, and you've been, you know, making amends where you need to make amends and do what you got to do, chances are around that bend, it'll be a sunny day. And if it's not a sunny day, you're going to be able to deal with it with being smart and being classy, because that's the other big part of it. You got to be smart and classy in this world. That'll get you through whatever's around that next corner.
Yeah, well, thank you for these practical tips for our listeners. And, you know, anybody that wants to take their first step in recovery, setting intentions, creating a healthy environment, where could they find you, Ross? And your
They can
center,
look at our website at living, L-I-V-I-N-G, Rebos, R-E-B-O-S.com. The phone number is 310-694-5590. And any of the admissions people, or you can, you know, ask to talk to myself. And we're more than happy to chat with you and help.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much for being with us. This is Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Be well.